training others, and multiplying responsible ministry. If pet-assisted chaplaincy is done well, people will eventually notice. They may ask questions. They may become interested. They may say, could our church do something like this? Or could we develop this kind of ministry too? When that happens, the next challenge begins. How do you multiply the ministry without weakening it? That is an important question, because not every ministry should be multiplied quickly. Some ministries need to mature before they expand. Pet-assisted chaplaincy, especially, requires patience because it involves at least three areas of readiness at once: the chaplain, the animal, and the ministry setting. If any one of those is weak, the whole effort becomes unstable. So responsible multiplication starts with humility. Do not train others merely because they like animals. Do not invite others in merely because they are enthusiastic. Do not assume that every friendly pet should become part of ministry. Instead, begin with discernment. Who is already showing calm presence? Who respects boundaries? Who can receive correction? Who is patient enough to move slowly? Who understands that the animal is not the minister? Who has real ministry maturity apart from the animal? Those are the kinds of people worth developing. Then think about the animal side. A church member may have a beloved dog, but that does not automatically mean the dog is ready for ministry. Is the animal steady in public? Does it handle touch well? Can it recover from surprise? Does it remain calm in emotionally layered settings? Can the handler read stress signs honestly, or do they minimize problems because they love the pet? Responsible multiplication requires truthful assessment, not wishful thinking. It also requires simple structures. If you are helping others grow in this area, they need guidance on preparation, permissions, hygiene, timing, supplies, visit limits, animal welfare, and setting specific expectations. They need to understand when to proceed and when to hold back. They need to know that safety, consent, and ministry credibility matter just as much as warmth and friendliness. In other words, multiplication should not spread excitement alone. It should spread standards. Another wise practice is mentoring through observation. Before someone leads pet-assisted visits, let them watch. Let them notice how a room is entered, how consent is asked, how the animal is managed, how the chaplain reads the atmosphere, and how a visit is ended before it becomes strained. Some of the most important lessons in this ministry are caught through example. A multiplying ministry also needs accountability. Who is overseeing the work? Who gives permission? Who reviews whether the setting is appropriate? Who helps decide whether an animal is actually ready? Who intervenes if a handler is overconfident or careless? Without oversight, a ministry can slowly drift from faithful practice into sentimentality, inconsistency, or risk. And finally, remember this: multiplication does not always mean growing big. Sometimes it means growing deep. It may mean one church has two or three well-prepared people who serve carefully in a few approved settings. It may mean one soul center uses pet-assisted chaplaincy wisely in a community hospitality pattern. It may mean a care team learns how to integrate animal presence into a few specific ministry opportunities with real discipline. That is enough. Fruitful ministry is not measured only by scale. It is measured by faithfulness, safety, steadiness, and the good it produces over time. So train slowly. Discern honestly. Model carefully. Correct gently. Build standards. Protect the people. Protect the animals. Protect the witness. That is how responsible ministry multiplies.